In a letter dated November 28, 1921, Westinghouse inadvertently insulted Nikola Tesla by writing that they had begun operation of a radio phone broadcasting system at Newark, New Jersey, presenting news broadcasts, concerts, and crop and market reports, and inviting him as a guest to speak to their invisible audience, quote unquote. Haughtily, Nikola reminded them that he had long worked to develop a broadcasting system to encompass the globe. Quote, I prefer to wait until my project is completed before addressing an invisible audience and beg you to excuse me, unquote. At the same time, however, he again offered Westinghouse the designs of his quote-unquote commercially superior turbine. And I comment here that we see again and again the importance of having the right story, accurately understanding power's motives, as otherwise their sadism makes no sense. We don't understand what's happening, and we're incapacitated by all the lies. We have to know what we got to know what we must do. Continuing, his commercially superior turbine, which he assured them would save the firm millions of dollars. But he warned that there could be no strings. He could produce the turbines at once, but would not consent to agree to any experimenting whatever, quote unquote. The response was tiresomely familiar. Board Chairman Guy E. Tripp wrote that they could not enter such an agreement because their engineers were negative on the subject, unquote. And of course, we must be guided by the opinion of our engineers.
I want to live life to the ultimate high. Maybe I'll die young like heroes die. Maybe I'll kiss you some wild special way. If nobody kills me or thrills me soon, I'll die in your arms under the cherry moon.
That's all right.
Lovers like us, dear, are born to die.